Hendry.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number 877-876-PHIL. That's kind of an interesting design there, bud.
Yeah, got the wrong background there on the green screen.
Anyway, and welcome to our program. And we are here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And truth is our bitch. We have going to start another podcast. I want to just very briefly tell you our website is philhenryshow.com. We're going to kick off a Milwaukee Lion podcast. But more importantly, I just wanted to give that to our line fan. More importantly, the Bobby Dooley podcast that we have been working on and telling you about will be debuting within the next 2 weeks. The Bobby Dooley podcast will be a celebrity star-studded podcast, Margaret. And you know a little bit about this?
Yes. I've spoken with... Hold on for a minute.
Why did you do that?
I've got you... You know something, forget it.
Are you coming back or what?
Yes, hold on.
Why does she do it like that?
You're trying to get the gas out, ma'am.
Yeah.
Squirrel meter, squirrel meter, squirrel meter.
All right. Now then. Yeah, I'm hearing squirrel meter and I'm gonna...
Sorry.
Yes, I've spoken with Bobby and this is gonna be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. As you know, the names have been mentioned. Sugar Ray Leonard, Tommy Chong is going to be a lot of fun. Joel McHale is going to be a lot of fun. Patty Arquette, just wonderful. I love Patty Arquette. And she's such a marvelous actress and such courage, I think, going into the studio with Bobby Dooley. Because you know that Bobby, and I love you, Bobby, Bobby thinks that her you-know-what not only doesn't stink, per se, but smells of lilacs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, Bobby the thing about Bobby is that while she does like celebrity, as we all do, as you do, Margaret, Bobby believes that at the end of the day, she's got more celebrity than anybody.
I think that's a very good way of putting it, yeah.
She is the star, and she's the star of her own world, and she is sure as heck the star of her own own podcast. So this is a brand spanking new, and it's a Phil Hendry Show first, the Bobby Dooley podcast, and debuting in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Joining us right now on our newsmaker line is Herb Sewell. Herb is he's an assistant researcher, does quite a bit of writing and researching for a number of universities and places of higher learning. But probably the most important thing you need to know about Herb Sewell is that he was incarcerated for a variety of crimes, including violence and sexual crimes against children, as well as women. And he joins us on our newsmaker line. Now, he did, Herb, you did do 8 years at Atascadero.
Yes, I did, Phil. And I also saw the photograph that you took on your road trip there.
Yeah, I did. I took a picture of Atascadero's, there's a big sign out in front of Atascadero State Hospital.
And you put that on your website. And I understand... You know, I understand why you do that, because we've talked so much about it. But Walter saw that. Walter Belhaven is the individual that I've spoken to you about.
Yeah.
And he asked me to ask you, please don't do that again.
Why did he say that?
Let me say this. Walter Belhaven, to the people who don't know, I know Walter. He's a wonderful man. He's a great card player. Does these botany lectures. Still does the botany lectures. But you don't want to. He's a serial murderer, and you don't want to cry. If Walter says jump, then you should say
how high?
What's that?
How high?
No. It's not how high. If Walter says jump, then you should say I can't remember what the answer is. But you've got to do.
Well, if Walter says jump, the answer is generally how high.
No, not with Walter. It isn't.
Well, what is it?
I don't remember. I guess you're going to have to just figure that out.
Oh, that's great. I got a serial murderer saying jump, and I got to say...
You've got to know what... I don't know what it is. But all I'm saying, Phil, is this. Walter would rather you not... No, he's not threatening anything. He'd rather you not put that up on the homepage because it makes them all... You know, it brands all of those individuals inside as mentally disturbed, deranged, and so on.
Well, aren't they...
Yes, they may be, Phil, but that's not how they see themselves. So Walter suggested that you do some photoshopping in the future, not now, but do some photoshopping in the future He would prefer, and some of the other inmates have their own ideas, if you could put a nursery or some kind of the logo of a well-known nursery or a national park.
Well, what good is it going to do me if I stop in front of Atascadero State Hospital and put up a state park sign instead?
It's going to say that you were stopping at Redwood National Forest, something like that. I'm just relaying this from Walter Randall to me, I think, weighed in, but Randall is a mute. As you know, Randall's a mute, so he weighs in by way of written communication. He refuses to speak, or he can't speak. I don't know which. Randall Toomey, Walter Belhaven, Clifford Paris, who just now has been, just now was at the orientation center. The word Walter said was a lot of fun. Walter sent me very excitedly a letter saying that Clifford Paris is now at orientation and they are excited about having him there and we'll be welcoming him very soon. And
I don't know who Clifford Paris is.
Well, you wouldn't know who Clifford Paris is, but among serial murderers, he is he's a little bit of a celebrity.
All right, can we get off of this topic? Because it sounds like we're making light of something that's very serious, and I don't want to do that.
I'm not trying to make light of anything, Phil.
I understand. You were inside Atascadero for very serious crimes.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell my audience why we should feel good about having you, or at least comfortable about having you on the air?
I think it's a fair question, Phil. I would say to your audience that I was there for 8 years. I underwent a variety of therapies, some of them not very pleasant, you know, at the hands of certain individuals, electroshock, insulin shock, intensive psychotherapy, intensive psychiatric therapy. I also was the recipient, and I put that in as mild a term as I can possibly put it, the receptacle, of a variety of psychopharmaceuticals as well as psychotropics. I also, as I mentioned, had intensive therapy. So after 8.5 years, I was paroled out to a series of halfway houses here in Los Angeles County, which is where I am right now.
All right, and we're not going to tell people where you are, but you've been staying out of trouble.
Absolutely, Phil, and I am just to tell your audience further, I'm well aware of the crimes that I committed. I'm well aware of the seriousness of these crimes, well aware of the damage these crimes did, and very committed not to reoffending.
Now, a lot of people might say that you are a psychopath and you don't mean what you're saying.
I understand, and there's nothing I can really say to those people except the proof is in the pudding. Rather asinine and I think very colloquial, but at the same time sort of hillbilly-esque and rather irritating cliche, the proof is in the pudding. What does that mean? I don't know, and in point of fact, I committed my final act of savage violence after someone said that to me.
What was that?
That had nothing to do with the crimes that I was put in Atascadero. That was just a savage beating that I put on a hardware store employee. Who was questioning me as to why I brought back a lawnmower. And I said to him...
Oh, wait. You beat up a hardware store employee?
Beat up? let me beat up. Yeah, sure, Phil. I beat him up.
All right, so you put on a savage beating of a hardware store employee because he... What? Why?
Because he... What? How about letting me finish? Yeah.
You know, Herb, he never lets anyone finish. He does this with me.
Exactly, Phil. I think that you...
Don't... This is not like, let's criticize Phil, Herb. I'm in a hurry, okay? Tell me why you beat this guy, because we want to get into this story. The reason why you're on the show, which is the Herb Sewell mother-son sex report. Is that it?
Yes, that is it. That is it. And I think that your audience... You know, I think your audience is going to be... You know... It'll be a lucification, you know. It'll be a very edifying, you know. So, what did you ask me?
Never mind. Hold on.
No, you know.
We got to get into this break here. All right, Herb Sewell with us from an unidentified location.
They ought to put on locator man on Facebook.
What?
They put on locator on Facebook. You can find him.
No, you could not if he didn't put it on. If he's got a locator, you mean a cell phone or something?
Yeah, on a desktop.
He's got to turn that on.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, Phil, you're very conversant with these things.
No. That's not a tough thing to know. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show back with Herb Sewell in a moment.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Herb Sewell joins us online on our Newsmaker line as we talk about this new report that Herb's doing, the Mother-Son Sex Report. I think it's the most crude title for any online or on radio report.
I was assured by your Mr. Hall, Phil, I understand that you have there are varying opinions here, but I was assured by your Mr. Hall, that we might be able to get through at least one of these and share... elucidation, if you will, and our education on this subject. Now,
well, why are we calling it the Mother-Son Sex Report?
Well, it's because Mr. Hall, your Mr. Hall, said...
Yeah, my Mr. Hall. He's the guy that is the sales arm of this company.
All right, but he said that it was... and I tried to disabuse him of this. He said it was very sexy. That's what he said.
Well, he's a moron. Okay, he's an idiot.
Well, I don't know, but I do think that when it comes to the older woman, younger man, even when it comes to that part of the human condition that is sex between an adult and a child, when it's the woman and the boy, and they are...
Will you quit talking like that?
Sorry.
God, what was that about?
I'm sorry, I got stuck. I think it becomes rather fascinating as opposed to revolting. There's something revolting about father-daughter, but not to mother-son.
It is revolting to some of us. It is revolting to... It's revolting to me. It's revolting to me. It made me sick, okay? When I heard this story, made me sick.
Well, I share your nausea. I share your nausea because I happen to know, Phil, as in my condition, in my shape, I did have to endure a specific period of 4 years with mother... that I would say was anything but pleasant in that regard. Now, I don't want to tell your story, but my understanding is...
No. We're not getting into me. Do you understand?
Oh, I know that, but you told it was a very interesting story.
Did you hear what I just said?
Sorry. All right. The story that we have for you today here on Herb Sewell's Mother-Son Sex Report, I know that at one point, Mr. Dickman, you said we are going to have an open and everything.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Sewell. We'll have an open and close and music and everything. If you can do it yourself, then that'd be good.
All right, he told me that I could do it myself.
Do it yourself? What does that mean?
Well, Bud told him that we will have a produced open for this segment, the Mother-Son Sex Report.
I'm telling you, the likelihood of this happening again is very low.
Well, will you let him at least do it, for God's sake, Phil? You've been blah, 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 blah through the whole show.
Excuse me.
Phil, I have to concur. I've been listening to your broadcast before I came on, and I've got to tell you, it's just been your mouth. It's just been running. It's like diarrhea of the mouth. Would you please let someone get something finished on this here show?
Go ahead.
All right. Now, but as I understand, I do the... So here it is. This is what I think. Dun, 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 dun. Margaret, you could do it, couldn't you?
Well, I was thinking of Gone with the Wind.
All right, go ahead.
Da, da, then you.
All right, and welcome to the Herb Sewell Mother-Son Sex Report, Margaret.
La, ha, ha, go.
Brought to you by your neighborhood, and then, of course, we fill in the sponsor. I see Bear Aspirin, or maybe Midol, I don't know what. And then...
La, ha, ha, ha.
All right, and that's the stinger.
Yes, that'll be the stinger. That'll be your out and your cue.
And then on to me. Good evening, and welcome to the Herb Sewell Mother-Son Sex Report. I'm Herb Sewell, if you didn't know. Tonight, we're going to be discussing, and as Mr. Hendry just said to me, it's rather disgusting.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Are you going to do a straight report, or do I get to ask questions in this?
Well, I would like you to keep your involvement to a minimum, and I don't mean that as anything offensive, Phil. I'm simply saying that I need...
You're stuck again.
Oh, sorry. I'd like you to... I'm very, very sorry. are, Phil.
What is it I want you to get? What is that all about?
I'm trying to emphasize. I emphasize my way. Margaret emphasizes her way. Bud, he uses hand signals. Robert, he makes his mark.
Okay, all right, I get it. All right, go ahead.
All right. So I'm trying to minimize involvement of the host, if you will. You know, because I want to try to just get to this myself. All right. A so-called mom-son drug kiss has sparked a wave of comments on the Internet on Thursday after news was released that suggested a mom had passed drugs to her jailed inmate son by kissing him, and get a load of this, Phil and audience, and tonguing her own son on the mouth. The news report by CBS News has sparked a wave of unspoken comments of people condemning the mother not only for supplying narcotics to her son, which of course is in and of itself a horrible, horrible crime, but also for the manner in which she passed them to him. The son, a 30-year-old inmate at Yates County, was reportedly passed the drugs through a mouth-to-mouth kiss by his mother.
All right, hold on for just a minute.
Yes.
You're doing this David Brinkley thing now, man.
You're doing this David Brinkley thing now, man. What, can you...
Yeah, I can help you with that. You're going... You're not even making the words clear.
Yeah, you're popping the words, Herb, and...
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I'm sorry.
Just take that paragraph again.
All right. The son, a 30-year-old inmate at Yates County, was reportedly passed the drugs through a mouth-to-mouth kiss by his mother in an attempt to evade officials watching nearby. I'm Herb Sewell, and here's a Herb Sewell comment. Having lived through the pure torment and hell of 4 years with mother in a bungalow in northern Baja, California, right after mother and I left the United States for a number of years so that she could evade my own father and at the same time have me to herself, I know what this young man is going through. At some point, of course, you see mother as everything. Mother is not only mother. Mother is wife. Mother is lover. Mother is confidant. Mother is mother. Mother, 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 all the time. All the live long day. Mother, mother, mother. And so, in many ways, now I'm getting nostalgic now.
All right, Herb, you're drifting. You're drifting, man.
I'm drifting, yeah.
You're drifting, you know. Just stay with it, baby.
Stay with it, baby.
Stay with it, baby. Now, this is very interesting. This is very interesting. You and your mother, she took you to Mexico.
Yes. In order to get away from father, mother took son, which would be me. Mother took son, and...
You can say me.
Oh, you're right, yes. In order, Phil, for mother to evade father, wife, my father, in this case... It wasn't your father, although it might have been, I don't know.
That's very good, Herb. But again, like Phil said, don't drift.
Sorry. In order for mother to evade father, she took me to Mexico. And for 4 years, we lived there in a bungalow on the beach just north of San Felipe. We used to go to La Fonda and have the delicious barbecued lobster and listen to the folk tales and songs of the native village people. When I say the native village people, I don't mean actual fisher people from Baja. I mean the members of village people who had come down to stay for a weekend. This is just a joke.
All right, let's knock off the humor and just, you know...
Fine. So... The end result, Phil, was that, yes, I was...
All right, hold on for a minute. This is getting us nowhere, okay?
Phil, would you let Herb finish?
I can assure you, Mr. Andre. Yeah.
No. Just, I don't like the whole report thing. I want to ask questions, okay?
Well, is it still going to be called the Herb Sewell mother's son? Excuse me.
Yes?
Is it still going to be called the Herb Sewell mother's son report?
Yes, Herb.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, Herb, no one's taking this away from you.
All right. Go ahead, Phil.
Herb, let's stick with the story. I think your background is great, but you can do that after you tell us the story. When we have a news story, we don't have all the facts.
Yes.
And we need to get all the facts out, and then once we have all the facts out and we discuss the story to a degree, then we can say, oh, you know that... That, and then we can open it up to a larger context. Well, you know, it happened to me. It happened to people that I knew. You understand?
I understand, yes.
All right. So what we have here is a woman passing drugs to her son in jail by way of a French kiss. Okay?
Yes.
And now continue with the story.
And according to reports, the drugs in question, by the way, Phil, and were Oxycontin, No report of whether the inmate was Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, the humor, you know, it slows you up.
It's slowing you a little bit, Herb.
I understand. I've better take notes.
Yeah, let's take some notes. We'll be back, and we're probably going to want to change this whole report around.
Well, Phil, I think that...
Never mind. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show back here in studio, and on the newsmaker line is Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell, a researcher, does a great deal of research and writing for a variety of educators, and he's also a paroled sex offender from Atascadero. And that picture of Atascadero State Hospital that I put on my homepage a couple of weeks ago, I also think I had it on Facebook, right, Herb?
I believe it was, Phil. In fact, as a matter of fact, I believe that's where Herb is me, and I are Herb. I know. It's Walter Bellhaven.
Is Walter allowed to have a Facebook page?
Walter, no. Walter, they don't. No, they're not allowed to have Facebook pages at all. But Walter does enjoy Facebook, and not because of the prurient aspect that you might imagine it holds for him. Believe it or not, but Walter enjoys Facebook because he enjoys watching the train wrecks, as he calls it. You see Facebook today. I said to him, Walter, because I go and visit him regularly.
He's a good friend of yours.
Oh, Walter's a very good friend of mine. I wouldn't say he's a best friend. But I do keep in touch with Walter because Bunny is constantly in touch with me. And I should tell your audience, Bunny Bellhaven, Walter's wife. And I can tell you something right now. You don't stay in touch with Bunny. She stays in touch with you.
No, she's very active in his life, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Bunny Bellhaven, understand that Walter, they still haven't counted the number of victims. They don't know, and they're pretty sure they'll never know, how many people Walter has killed. And yet he's deathly afraid of Bunny.
What is that about? Why is he afraid of her?
He's just afraid of her, and I don't try.
Well, it can't be because she's got anything on him. I mean, he's in jail, and he's going to be in jail forever.
No, it's obviously not any crime he's committed. There's a psychological hold that she has on him that has him quivering in fear. But he did tell me he misses her so. He loves her very much, and they had and do have when there is. And I don't really know if they've loosened up the conjugal aspect of Tascadero. But I think that they have had the conjugal visit. But he told me in quite rather graphic candor, and it was graphic, I can tell you, and maybe too graphic. Every single second of a recent sexual encounter he had with her and her sister.
Are you kidding me?
What are you getting all shocked about?
Well, what is this guy, this Bellhaven? You know, I was almost ready to think, other than the fact that he murdered a bunch of people, probably we won't know how many, that maybe he's a halfway decent guy and he's having sex with his sister?
Not with his sister.
No, she's...
I'm sorry. I mean, sex with her sister?
No.
The recent sexual encounter with her and her sister...
You wouldn't let me finish, Phil. If you let me finish, I was going to say he told me in very graphic detail... Are you ready to let me finish?
Yes.
He told me in very graphic detail the recent sexual encounter he had with Bunny and her sister was outside planting a palm tree.
Oh, all right.
You see?
What has that got to do with anything?
Because it was, apparently, according to Walter, it was loud. One of the windows broke because his foot went through some kind of a clock radio that went outside. Meanwhile, Bunny's sister is down there planting a palm tree.
Oh, And you were going to tell me that, huh?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that had you stopped that motor-driven, that just goes and goes. Phil, I love you and I respect you, but the mouth on you, Edward Kemper, I think, is quoted as saying, if you ever want the, on the topic of mothers, Edmund Kemper is a marvelous source. I have not spoken to Edmund myself. We've had some correspondence.
Edmund Kemper, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we are way off course with this mother-son sex thing.
No, we'll get back to it.
Okay, but I just want to be, Edmund Kemper murdered his mother, as well as his grandparents, as well as a number of other innocent people. He is currently incarcerated at the other forensic hospital in California. Which one is that?
It's case right now. There is another one, different forensic hospital, not anywhere near as good as Atascadero, state of the art. Atascadero is state of the art. It is quintessential. It is the capo di chi capi of nut bins. Now then.
All right, so anyway, Edmund Kemper murdered his mother, and one of the things that he said was that she talked so bloody much, and she just blah, 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 and I don't want to get in any graphic detail about Edmund Kemper, what he did to his victims, but this was, he had a problem with his mother.
No, he had a problem with mother. I imagine he called her mother. I don't think he had a problem with mother. I don't think Edmund Kemper had a problem with my mother, meaning mother, but he had a problem with mother, as in if he called her mother.
He had a problem with his mother.
Yes. Phil, I look to you for guidance. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know why David gave you the segment. All right, let's get some final thoughts here on this. We have a phone call from Glendale. We'll get to the phone call in just a second. Final thought, though, on the sex between a mother and a son. It's obviously, it's driven by the mother. It's a terrible crime. And you... You know, obviously you have feel ill will towards your mother.
I do, but no one else is allowed to. In other words, Phil, and even you, as much as I respect you and care about you, you know that I've threatened your life if you've ever said anything bad about mother.
Yes.
All right. And it's something I can't control. So in other words, mother and I spent four very intimate years in a bungalow on the beach in Baja. That should be something that a man looks back on fondly. But for me, it was disgusting. It was a disgusting 4 years of bathroom smells and bad food and mother's vodka breath. I can't even begin to tell you.
All right, let's go to a phone call here, 877-876-PHIL. This is Vernon in Glendale. Go ahead, Vernon.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Doing good.
I want to address the guest you have here tonight, Mr. Sewell, right?
Yes, sir, Herb Sewell, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Sewell, I also was, I would not say I was intimate with my mother, but I was dropped off at school every day by a mother that would pull me to her, kiss me on the lips, and I would say every other time, or maybe every third time, slip tongue. I understand. And I wonder if you had any comment. All right, so are you going to hang up and listen? Or? No, I'm not hanging up and listen. No, I've got my time. I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine, sir.
I said I'm not going to hang up and listen. I've done my time hanging on phones, and I'd like to be here to speak. I'm sorry. Are you done? Yes, sir. Oh no. I didn't mean to chase you off the phone. Well, your name is what?
My name is Vernon, sir.
Vernon. My feeling is that when a mother drops a son off at school and then proceeds to intimately. Interact with him as your mother did. The first question I have to ask myself, the first question I want to ask myself,
excuse me, what are you laughing at?
Oh, just a nervous laugh, that's all. Just,
He laughs nervously, sir.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Vernon, that the first thing I want to ask is, was this in full view of other people?
Oh, you better believe it, yeah. Bet your life it was. It's full view of my friends, and full view of my coach, and full view of, what few females were interested in me. I think maybe there was one. Maybe two girls were interested in me at the time. I was in late elementary school, and...
Can you tell me, you say only two girls were interested in you. Who are they?
Well, one of them was my mother. And then the other one was a little girl in a wheelchair who had an enlarged tongue. And I don't... Oh, my goodness. All right.
A little girl in a wheelchair who had an enlarged tongue.
Yes, sir. That's... And then my mother.
And those are the only two females that you know interested in you.
Can I say something to the caller? Caller, this is Margaret.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't really know, as a young boy, who's interested in you. I'm sure you had a great many girls that were interested in you.
Oh, no, I did not. Because I asked every one of them come over to my house and help me study. My mother was going to be home. I said the only person that would be there would be my uncle. And we were giving him a place to stay because he'd just gotten out of prison. And I couldn't get anybody to stay. Let's recap what you just said. I think it's very significant.
Yeah, now, did you say that you had...
I'll do it, Phil.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Vernon, you just said that you invited girls over to your house to study while your mother wasn't there, but your uncle, who was recently released from prison, and the girls all said no. Yes, sir, that's correct. That is amazing. Why? I don't know. I've tried to figure that out. That is something else.
Wait a minute. You don't even know?
Well, I...
excuse me, Herb. An uncle that's just been released from prison...
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. Well, I can understand that. Well, you better help me out, because...
Hold on for a minute. Mr. Vernon, is that right?
Well, my name is Vernon. It's Mr. Dozier.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dozier. Your invitation to these girls was to a home with no adult other than an uncle who was recently released from prison. Don't you see how that's not a very safe place to invite a girl?
Well, I've often thought about it. I mean, I've tried to put my mind at ease, tried to tell myself that they were just not, you know, they're not my kind of women. But when I think back on how I got rejected, you know.
Wait. Rejected is not the word. Rejected is not the word. You're talking about girls that are in elementary school, so they're subject to their parents' decision, number one. And number two, you're inviting them over to a house that no parent is going to think is safe.
In what way?
In what way? Are you listening to this guy?
Wait a minute. Are you? Don't talk about me like I'm not here. Mother used to do that.
Yeah, I understand. Oh, I know where you're going there, Vernon. Mr. Henry does it a lot.
I don't like it. Vernon doesn't like that.
Now, Vernon, hold on. I'll be your friend.
You be my friend?
Yes, I will. Mr. Henry, you have to talk to this man in a respectful way.
Wait a minute, man. What are we talking about, Frankenstein here?
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. Hold on, Mr. Henry. I don't like being called Frankenstein. It's all right, Vernon. It's all right. This is Herb. I don't like being called Frankenstein. It's Herb. It's Herb. Herb. Yes, Herb is friend. Herb, friend. Friend. Herb, friend.
Get out of here!
Well, I thought that was very interesting, except when they got to the Herb friend part. What was that?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We'll be right back on the world-famous Herb friend. On the world-famous Phil Henry show.
You just
Truth
swallowed the L in your
is our
Phil.
Bitch.
So I
the
swallowed
Phil Henry
my L.
Show.
So good.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hold on. Welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And when you visit our website, please visit us over at our online store. We have a variety of Marvy things. We've got our best of CDs. These are our legacy CDs. We also have some new downloads, the best of Bobby Dooley, the best of Ted Bell. And I imagine, Margaret, at some point we will have...
Dad, the best of Margaret Gray and everything.
Yes. When is that happening? That's very important. That will be a milestone moment when the best of Margaret Gray is put on this here website. Because right now, I think you're lacking, you know, the big three guests on your show. May I?
Go ahead.
The big three guests on Phil's show, Bobby, Ted Bell, and yours truly. Now, Ted and Bobby have their downloadables, I think. Is that how it's?
Yeah, it's called download or downloadable.
All right. The reason why I do not yet have my own is because I have objected to the term download or downloadable or load. And I object to that term for reasons that I think you can understand.
But what I don't understand.
Well, no, you don't understand much at all, bud.
Look, there's no reason to insult him, Margaret.
All right, okay, I'll explain it. You want me to explain it? I'll explain it. But you know something? You're going to get angry now because I've got to... I'm sorry.
Squirrel on the run.
Squirrel on the run. Squirrel 24.
Will you knock it off with Squirrel 24? What's Squirrel on the run?
He's going to the bathroom.
I thought it's called Squirrel Alarm.
No, that's called a Squirrel Alarm. The...
Never mind. You guys are driving me ape, okay?
No, that was called a Squirrel on the run.
Squirrel on the run. That's someone's going to the bathroom.
Yeah. God, man.
But what's it take to understand that, man? Want to spell it out?
Yeah, take a picture. It lasts longer.
I'm going to knock some sense at...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
And what is that supposed to mean, take a picture, it lasts longer?
Just a smart-ass thing to say.
Well, you... Oh, it's just a smart-ass thing to say, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you do it again, I'll belt you.
Sorry.
What's going on out there?
Margaret, you're in the bathroom, don't worry about it. Okay, so anywho, go to our website. We will have a Best of Margaret Gray just as soon as we get finished, just as soon as we get finished selling all the other cool stuff. All right. As you've probably been hearing, I just will give you a tad update here. Chris Dorner's trucks spurs manhunt on a mountain for suspected cop killer. There is a guy that is wanted by the LAPD. He's a former cop. You've seen it's all over the news. And his name is Chris Dorner. And the reason why I'm doing this is ordinarily, like I said, we are, shying away from hard news because it ain't really hard news. It's just stuff. But in this case, there is a public safety issue. Now, there is a truck that was owned and driven by the suspected cop killer Christopher Dorner during his alleged rampage through the Los Angeles area. It was found deserted and in flames on the side of Bear Mountain, California this afternoon, with tracks in the snow leading away from the vehicle. So, I don't know. There's a press conference that the police held and described what that probably means. Maybe you can speculate. Does it mean he's on foot and he's now trying to hide out in the bush or in the wild somehow up in the mountains there of Southern California? We'll see. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Office confirmed the truck was Dorner's, but said at a news conference this evening that the tracks around the truck did not lead to him. All right, so that you can just forget what I just said.
Yeah, I'm back, by the way.
Oh, squirrel meter.
Get out of here with squirrel meter. You don't need squirrel meter.
Well, you didn't object to squirrel meter before.
I'm objecting to squirrel meter now. Squirrel on a run, whatever the hell it is you guys want to call it. Mr. Hall gave the green light on that. Okay, I don't want to make him out to be a liar. All that other stuff about squirrel meter.
Well, I just appeared again.
Yeah, Margaret, you don't have to come creeping back in here because I saw you on your tiptoes.
I don't want to make any noise.
We don't run that kind of a show. You want to walk in, you can walk in. You want to walk out, you got to, I'd rather you stay here while we're doing a segment. But you don't have to come in on your tiptoes, man, like you're on rice paper and at...
Kung Fu.
Yeah, and Kung Fu.
I'm not familiar with it.
In any event...
What are you going to tell me?
No, I'm not going to tell you. In any event, getting back to the story... Personnel from several departments and teams of dogs continued to search the area near Big Bear Lake, about 80 miles west of Los Angeles, including door-to-door searches of cabins located there. Dorner is a former Los Angeles police officer and a Navy reservist, and he remains on the loose. Now, his truck's in flames. Wow.
Maybe somebody caught him, man, and set fire to the truck,
Well, dude, if someone's got him, they'd let the cops know, wouldn't they?
Not unless they want to torture him. Like they did in Cabin in the Woods. They caught a guy and he tied him up.
Well, you're out of your mind if you think that's what's going on. It's very creepy.
I highly doubt that, okay? Captured a guy and is torturing him.
Yeah, they did that. Kathy Bates did that.
Kathy Bates did what?
Kathy Bates tortured James Caan, remember?
In a movie.
That was a movie. That's not real life.
In a movie.
I know, but I'm just saying, people get her idea from it.
Okay, so what you guys are trying to tell me now is this guy Dorner's been captured by some mental case and is torturing him? Fine, I don't care.
That's against the law, man. That's torture. And the Constitution and Obama outlawed it.
Hey, we're not talking about torturing Al-Qaeda, man. So in any event, he added the search would continue as long as it was possible. However, a snowstorm was forecast for the area up in the San Bernardino Mountains, so they're going to have to get a crackin' if they want to get a search going. Dorner was believed to have killed one police officer and injured two others early this morning in Riverside. He was also accused of killing two civilians on Sunday, and he allegedly released an angry manifesto airing grievances against police and warning of coming violence toward cops. God, this guy is messed up. Heavily armed officers spent much of Thursday searching for signs of Dorner, investigating multiple false leads into his whereabouts and broadcasting his license plate and vehicle description across the California highway system. Around 12:45, police responded to Bear Mountain, where two fires were reported, and set up a staging area in the parking lot of a ski resort. They did not immediately investigate the fires, but heavily armed SWAT team members eventually descended onto Bear Mountain from a helicopter manned with snipers to investigate, and they reached the truck. Also, today, CNN's Anderson Cooper said Dorner had sent him a package at his New York office that arrived on February the 1st, though Cooper said he didn't know about the package until today being Thursday. It's Friday now, I know, in some locales. It contained a DVD of court testimony with a post-it note signed by Dorner claiming, "I never lied. Here is my vindication." I don't know, but this cat has got bigger problems than lying. He's killed people, so it doesn't matter anymore, man. You know, they're not going to let you off. You know, Dan and I were talking about being so pissed off that you want to go out and kill people, and we both agreed we've been really pissed. And I've been pissed enough to want to, like, hurt people, but kill? You know, that's a big boundary to step over. All right, we're coming back with more here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Stick around. Ooh, we'll be right back. Yeah.
Oh, that's slick.
We'll be right back. Hey, slick. Slick. You talking to me?
Yeah.
Don't call me slick.
Sorry.
Phil Henry.